Blog Talk Radio.
California. welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Those of you who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. Or, and you can also call in and be a part of the show. If you press the number 1 on your keypad, that will alert me that you would like to be on the show and speak. And I will put you on the show for your comments or your opinion. All right. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Today's show is being sponsored by CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Again, their number is 770-732-0244. And if you call, guys, please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Very important. Very important. I also sponsor my own show, of course. The show is also sponsored by Frank Williams Realty. For all of your realty needs, whether you're buying, selling, or whether you know someone who's buying or selling a home, please send me that referral. I have great referral chicks that I send out to people who send me people that close on their property. Okay. And once they close on their property, then I'll pay you a referral fee. Okay. And you can go to my website. You can go to frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. That's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. All right. Again, thank you guys so much for tuning into the show and welcome. All right. Now, let's see. Today's word of the day. Let's see here. Let's go look at it. Let's find it. I usually have it ready and gone. And today's word of the day is indissoluble. Indissoluble is spelled I-N-D-I-S-S-O-L-U-B-L-E. Indissoluble. It's an adjective, and it means not dissoluble, especially incapable, and it's called incapable of being annulled, undone, or broken, okay? Indissoluble, okay? You know, you could talk about a lot of stuff that's indissoluble. Incapable of being annulled, like you have a marriage that's, you're trying to annul a marriage, but it's indissoluble. I mean, you can't do it. Incapable of being undone, incapable of being broken, all right? Indissoluble, soluble, all right? And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Today is Wednesday. It's hump day. I hope you guys are having a great day. I hope you guys had a tremendous weekend and a great day today. Today is hump day. I know a lot of you are just now getting to work or maybe still have to go in tonight. So your Wednesday is not over yet, right? Your Wednesday is not over yet. So hang in there, guys, and hey, do your best at work. All right. And also, I guess I'll make that announcement at the end. All right. Now, today's show is entitled, "You Caught Your Spouse in Bed with Your Sibling. Which one would you forgive, or which one would you forgive first?" Okay. And that's all I want to do. I just want to ask that simple question of forgiveness. Okay. I know some of you saying, Frank, I don't know how I could forgive that. Don't know how I could forgive that. And you know, when you think about that, at some point somehow, you have to forgive. Excuse me. Okay, you have to forgive. Now, I know it's tough. I know that would be heartbreaking. And just, you know, terrible. Okay? Terrible. And I don't know who I'd forgive first. I don't know who I'd forgive. I just don't know. I never had that situation before. Hope to never have that situation. Okay. And hope to never have that situation with anyone, you know, and especially my sibling, my brother, you know. But I'm sure that's happened to someone before, right? I'm sure that's happened to someone before. That's, you know, there's no doubt that it has happened to someone before. And I feel for them, for that person. If it happened to you, I feel for you. I don't know how I'd react. You know, I don't know how I'd feel. I don't know what I do in you know, in that moment. It's in the heat of the moment that you know realize, oh my God, and, you know, and you may even snap. You know, some people snap in these situations and go off and kill somebody, beat the hell out of somebody, or anything like that. And, you know, just knowing that, you know, something like that happened or can happen or whatever is, you know, that could be devastating to someone, to anyone. You know, it would be devastating to me. You know, and then you don't know how you you don't know how you. My thing is that I can't. It's hard to forgive a wife, because she's the one allowed it, right? You know, if it's your sibling, obviously, you know, it wasn't forced. It wasn't forced. So, what happened? Okay, what happened? How did they get in that situation? Okay, and to get in that situation, you know, the female had to open the door. It wasn't like, he's such a hottie. We jumped in bed. I don't know. I didn't know what I was doing, yada, yada, yada. No. Not the case. Right? Not the case. So who would you forgive, or who would you forgive first? I think the forgiveness, just my opinion, remember that. I think the forgiveness should go to your sibling first. Because, like I said, it's almost a different situation. It's almost like, like for me, for instance, if I caught my wife in bed with my brother, okay, then, I'd probably forgive my brother first. Her forgiveness will have to come later on down the line, because, like I said, she had to allow him to come into our relationship, right? Not only come into our relationship, but come into our bed. How do you do that? If they can't force you to do anything. Okay? You'd have to be willing to lay down, strip naked, and have sex with someone. They didn't force you. Okay? They didn't force you to have sex. So you got in bed with us. My spouse got in bed with my brother. That's what this is a hypothetical now. I'm just throwing this out there. My forgiveness would first have to be to my brother. That's who I'd probably forgive first. So by saying that is the reason I say that is because the wife is the one that allowed the situation to happen. It's like guys that find out their wife is cheating, okay? And if you find out that she's cheating on you, okay, then she had to allow him, the other guy, to come into your relationship, vice versa. If you're a woman and find your man is cheating, then he's gone out there looking for a relationship, looking for someone to get with, right? But that woman that he's going after, she may not even know he's married. He may be telling her he's not married. I'm not married. I'm divorced. I'm not married. I'm single. I'm going through something right now. I was married, but we separated. Yeah, anything. Right? And she may fall for it because she liked the guy. So she might fall for it. Okay? So my thing is, I'd have to say first off that I'd forgive my brother first, right? I forgive him first. The spouse, she had to be down the line, or maybe even kaput out of there, right? So that's that's my whole thing. That's the simple question of forgiveness. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. You can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give a comment or your opinion on today's topic, just press the number 1 on your keypad and I will put you on the show. All right, I'll put you on the show. And again, guys, I'm going to start a series. I'm going to start a series called Get in the Game, or Getting in the Game. And what I mean by getting in the game is that, we need to get into the financial game, the game of finances, the game of you know, making money together. It's called getting in the game. And I'm gonna do something great. Which what I mean by that is, I'm gonna try to do notes before every show, so I know exactly what I'm doing, exactly what's happening during the show, and I won't be all over the place like some of you guys say I am. But anyway, I'm gonna shut the show down for today. I'm gonna close out a little bit early. I got a few minutes left, but I'm going to go ahead and close out. Pretty tired today. I've had a long couple of days. I've had some real crazy stuff going within the family that I've had to try to get straightened out. But hey, that's here and there. So I haven't had a whole lot of sleep. I haven't had a whole lot of rest. So I'm going to try to get a little rest tonight. And, be a good fresh, have me a good fresh start tomorrow. And again, probably on Monday, I'm going to start a new series called Getting in the Game. Hey, it's Frank, guys. I'm over and out. I'll see you.
You kids get to bed, I get the storybook. Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another, and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
"Keep still, boy, no need for static."
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know, the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
"Why'd you hit me?"
The barrel was set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure,
I'll do years if I pull this trigger.
So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway station. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17
in a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers, cat. Good night.
Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.
Oh, boy. That Uncle Ricky is really weird.
Knock him out, Rick.
presentation.